This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is good golly, Miss Molly, is he cocky with these Celtics?
I'm going to tell you something. The Knicks have got the greatest player in franchise history ready to go up against Boston tonight.
You're right. John Starks the second?
That's right. Mm. Yes, yes.
No, Mac thinks the Celtics are going to sweep an average win by 21 points.
Wow, that's insane. That's amazing. Put your money where your mouth is on that.
He's going to make my goal is for you to make people hate the Celtics.
Yeah, that's not hard to do.
Well, that's not hard to do either.
I
hate anything from the city of Boston, but now my hatred for the Celtics is more because you like them, and I don't even like the NBA.
Even
but,
your cousin from Boston?
My cousin from Boston. The only thing is, though, I've said this before, I'm not an NBA fan, but I realize how much better the NBA is when the Knicks are involved. And this is going to be a great series. I mean, this is the first time since 84 that they've met this late in the playoffs.
Yep.
From a historical perspective, from a meaningful standpoint, from a branding standpoint for the NBA, like, this is a great series for the NBA. It should do some really good ratings. I mean, Oklahoma City or some of these other schlep towns like Indianapolis and Cleveland, you got New York taking on Boston. And like, this should be huge.
And both locations are going to be gardens.
That's right.
The gardens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And D.
Yeah.
TD and D.
TD and D. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. Spike Lee is involved. Man, let's go, Knicks.
Lot going on in New York right now. The Diddy trial begins today. It's a busy day in New York City.
Man, dude.
Kansas
City people are moving to New York City.
Who?
Who?
I had no idea who that was.
We had another lap.
Oh, God.
Letting us know that we're going to New York.
Yeah,
another one.
Yeah, because nobody cared the first time, so you did it again thinking maybe you missed a few people, and they still didn't
care.
Maybe
the second time, too.
Maybe.
Don't be rude at the Super Bowl and you don't get shots.
Probably not, yeah.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Oh, you're too big for us. Okay, sorry. We'll keep going through the line of everybody standing next to you. That actually happened.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mac talked to him, but...
Wow.
Everybody else was very nice, very, very open, very high. Good to see you guys here. Yeah, you as well. The other one just like, you should be acknowledging me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The Lord told me to be humble. But anyways.
Knicks Celtics. Yeah, series. Yeah.
I think I'm all Knicks.
Good.
I think this will be the least entertaining basketball series of the four.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, just the discrepancy. It's not arrogance. It's not arrogance. I haven't even said anything.
You mean you haven't said anything. You just I think this is going to be the worst series of
the least entertaining basketball series of the four. But I think there's reasons for it. I don't think that's arrogance. I don't think
so explain why.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, you could ask why. I think the Celtics are the second best team in the NBA, if not the first. So right there.
Who would else be better?
Thunder. I think it'd be Thunder, Celtics, and then like Cavs, and then like Nuggets-ish, you know, with the Wolves. It's all right there.
You're putting the Nuggets in the top four. The team that fired their head coach is a top four team?
Wow. I put them below the Wolves, I think. I put them fifth.
I will say this. The game I watched last night, I was not entertained. I really wasn't.
Which one?
Pacers.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, not every game is going to be a great one.
That was a good one.
I mean, it was fine. I mean, it was a 10-point game with like 2 minutes left. It wasn't really close. But I mean, it wasn't like, there's not anything captivating in that game where I find entertaining. Like, I'm glad that Halliburton's doing his thing. Like, Donovan Mitchell does not do it for me.
None of those guys move the needle.
Nobody in Cleveland versus that to me is the least entertaining series, at least in my opinion, coming from a different side of basketball.
Yeah. I just think the basketball will be better. The games will be closer. It'll go seven games. I get you, though, from a marketing standpoint, no question.
And for me, entertaining because, like, Halliburton could have, like, was talking smack in their face, and Cleveland did nothing. Cleveland did nothing about it, and they lost, and they got literally B slapped across the face multiple times by the trash-talking Pacers, and they just let it happen. That dude literally blocked that guy and stood over his body, and Strus just let him do it. Didn't push him away. You do that in a Knicks-Celtics game?
Brawl.
Something's happening.
Brawl.
Yeah, that's fair. It's
like they let that man block him, body him to the floor, review it. Strus watched him stand over him. Nothing was hey, nice block, dude. That was cool, dude. That was awesome. Celtics, Knicks.
That's fair. From that standpoint, I completely agree. Like,
did you see the guy in the Marlins get hit in the balls at first base? Oh, my
God. I'm sorry to derail that, but I mean, completely. It's up there right now. I had not seen that. This throw from shortstop, this short hop the dude and knocks him right in the nuts.
It was the first baseman's fault.
It absolutely was the first baseman's fault. I would have made that play in high school, God. But no, but the Knicks and Celtics will be made entertaining. The NBA is going to make that.
I completely agree.
TNT, whoever's 100%. Televising, they're going
drama.
To make, yes. That's why it's good. It's not going to be because of the play.
Yeah. It's I just think the play itself won't be that good. That's all I'm saying.
But nobody's there for the play. We're there for the ancillary stuff. Like, what's going to happen?
I agree with that. Yeah.
Because there could be a lot that happens in this series. There's a lot of animosity built up, obviously, between these two teams. Everybody's telling the Knicks they're no good. People are telling Brunson he's the greatest Knick that has ever played, which is the most insane thing ever. The Celtics are one of these teams that's not supposed to lose this series. All of the pressure is on Boston.
100%.
And sometimes I like going into these series as underdogs, right? Because like last year with the playoffs, the Yankees and the Royals, all the pressure was on the Yankees in that series. Now, they ended up winning that series, obviously, but all the pressure was on them. The Royals didn't have any pressure. It's like when the Chiefs go into the playoffs now, all of the pressure, because I feel it, like as a fan, you internalize this stuff and you feel the pressure. And for the Chiefs recently, it's become a relief when they win, not an excitement when they win, right? It's like, okay, on to the next round, on to the next round. Thank God, on to the next round, right? And it shouldn't be that way. You should be excited and feeling the joy. But I think for Boston, there's no joy in Boston, right? Well, they live in Boston, for God's sake. But you've got an opportunity for a team that are the Knicks to play free and clear. There's zero pressure on them at all. Nobody thinks they're going to win. Go out there and have some fun playing basketball. And sometimes not having that pressure on you makes you play better. Boston's playing with a really, really tight sphincter in this one because they're supposed to win. They're supposed to crush the Knicks.
Yes.
Everybody thinks they're one of the best teams. Like, everybody's already penciled them into the NBA Finals, right?
Oh, I hope Tatum just chokes. I hope Tatum is irrelevant in the first two games and then has to go to New York.
He's averaged 36 a game in the four games he played in this season. Brunson's going to be going against all NBA defenders. It's going to be a tough matchup.
It will be, but we'll see who raises their level in a game that matters.
Regular season basketball
is nothing. Nobody's paying attention or cares. Now everybody's watching these games, so we'll see. It should be great.
Brunson went against Tim Hardaway Jr. Now he's going to go against Derek White and Jrue Holiday and Jaylen Brown. It's just a little different.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a better name.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm just he just makes you want to root for the Knicks more and more. I want to get a Knicks jersey.
I said basketball reasons. These are legitimate reasons.
And they've got a good song. Go New York, go.
And they got Chalamet.
I think it's just more so the delivery of it. Like, it's just like this. It's just not going to be a good game. It's not going to be a good series.
Right. It's so flippant.
It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be a bad series.
This guy to go against Tim Hardaway Jr. This guy's not Tim Hardaway Jr. Have fun. It's going to be a very, very tough series.
I just think it's the least entertaining basketball series. It'll be tough for the Knicks.
You're hoping. I can tell you're right now, you're talking like a guy that's scared poopless.
No, I'm not. You are scared poopless.
See, I have a guy that sounds like, he kind of sounds like Shannon Sharp.
Well,
Lakers in five.
This Knicks team has a bottom 10 defense in the NBA.
But you're trying to come up with all this stuff to make you feel good about your team going to win.
It's not coming up with anything. These are straight facts.
Well, sometimes you throw all that out there. It's about who wants it more and who's determined more and who plays better, and I would say coach better, but who the hell are the coaches? So especially that guy in New York who doesn't even know how to call a timeout to get his best players back in the game.
Tibbs?
Tibbs. Yeah.
Homer Simpson. Is ML Carr still the coach up there in Boston?
Yeah.
Tibbs is Homer Simpson, man.
Casey Jones, yeah.
He really Casey Jones, right?
Yeah. Watch
named
speed.
After, yeah. Named after a song. Yeah. If you were gonna be named after a song, what would you name your kid?
Chumbawamba.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
What about Mbop?
I guess Thump Thing is the song, not Chumbawamba.
We actually wrote a letter to Yingling when our second kid was being born. Actually, yes, our second child was being born. And we said, we will name our kid Yingling Von Fesco if you are willing to pick up the tab for college. And they said no.
Damn. I would have hated you if I was. I'd have moved out at 16, dude. I'd have gone, dude.
Hey, little Yingling is running around. Why did you name your kid after a beer? Well, they said they pay for college.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there.
No, I mean, it was like you see some of the names for kids today. You know, that would have been a normal one, you know?
Yeah.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Take it away.
One
Celtic
word.
Mac.
Here we go. Yeah. Also, last thing on that, Celtics-Knicks, it's more about the other series. I think the other three series are going to be seriously incredible. It's less that will be a bad series. Those
Wolves,
other series will be
Wolves
fantastic.
Golden State will suck.
I'm going to tell you, man.
Wolves in four.
You say Jeez. That, right? And it may be better Come basketball, on. But the drama is the Knicks and Celtics, man.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get it. Yeah.
Wolves in four.
That is quite a take. Mm-hmm. Look, that is not going to happen.
Who are they taking on the Wolves? Oklahoma City.
The old-ass Warriors.
I am the Warriors.
Houston might be the worst two seed in the history of the NBA.
Is playoffs. James Harden playing for anybody in the playoffs again? Or
no, he used to play for Houston. He didn't do well for them either.
He sucks.
Houston sucks. He shouldn't have been a two.
I saw somebody on ESPN
lost to the seven seed.
Somebody on ESPN today said, "Is James Harden the worst big game performer of all time?" And I'm thinking, like, all sports? Of all sports, like, how do you determine whether or not somebody should be a big game performer, right? Versus somebody who doesn't
That's a good
perform
question.
Thank
yep.
you. You know, like, the worst big game performer based on what? Because there's been some big games where, like, no names have done nothing. Or, like, how do you judge all
yeah,
this?
Yeah, how do you judge that? Exactly.
Text line wants to know if we can talk about the 2026 NFL draft instead of the NBA, please.
Yes.
No.
Gotcha. Arch Manning. One word after the Royals yesterday.
Excited. Yeah, excited right now. You got an opportunity in front of you with the White Sox for four games, basically a minor league rehab start tonight for Cole Reagans against the White Sox. And you have an opportunity to win games against losing teams over the next 10 days. Do it, man. Continue to increase your games above 500. You got four against the Pale Hose tonight. Let's go.
Arrival. You were made fun of. Some of your fans were, some of your fans were saying this is not what they are. This is a typical Royals season. You're now 19-16. You may never go under 500 the rest of the season. I don't think you will. And you went, 5-1 on the road? Yeah, Baltimore's been bad this year.
So you took advantage of it. Who cares?
And you're on the road.
Yeah.
And you swept the series before that in Tampa. Winning franchise.
It gets a pretty good team, you know?
Sorry about it.
One word on Mikel Garcia. And then we'll, let's start with there. One word on Mikel Garcia.
Outstanding.
Fortunate, because I don't know if this team does go 11-2 in their last 13 games. If Mikel Garcia is not doing that, I don't know if this team is having this sort of arrival or a revival if Mikel Garcia isn't there. So fortunate to have him out there, because they didn't have anybody hitting worth a darn for about a full month of April, and Mikel was always kind of there, 280, 285. Now he's gone from that and elevated his game to one of the top 11 hitters in baseball. I mean, or not baseball, the American League, because, I mean, everybody's chasing Judge.
Does he even count anymore? Because Aaron Judge is hitting 423 on the season. The number two guy in the American League is Paul Goldschmidt hitting 347. Aaron Judge is hitting almost 100 points higher than the second place guy. So Judge is in a different category, and then everybody else got to be in a different category after that. I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy numbers that are consistently being watched by a lot of us, because if we get more and more into it, like we did with the Bobby Witt Jr. hit streak, we get closer and closer to June, and Judge is at like 421, 419. It's like a lot of at bats. He'd have to go really bad ofers or onefers kind of drop down, and all of a sudden it's like, can he get to Brett's 390?
We're getting to that point in the season where 423 is not an inflated spring number anymore.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
42% of the time he goes to the plate, he gets a hit. A Hall of Famer's 30% of the time. This guy is having an unbelievable season.
After last season, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah. One word on...
But he's got to perform in the postseason, too.
It's true. He'll get that label big time if that happens again this season. Big time. Dusty, one word on Caglione.
Omaha. Like, if they could be shouting that the way Peyton Manning used to when he was a quarterback for the Denver Broncos, it's time. He's at 105 at-bats. He's hitting .314. His slash line is .395, .543, and a .938. 27 games, 6 home runs, 27 RBIs. He hit one on top of a building in Springfield, and then the very next day, he hit one that could have gone through the brick building. It literally hit a sign that said, "Mercy." I think he's proven what he can do in Double A. I think it's now time for the next step. Nowhere near am I saying it's time to put him on the roster, but if he does do what he's doing now in Triple A, then you've got to have a conversation that maybe you don't go acquire a bat, that bat is right here. And you get to save everybody in your roster. You get to keep the same chemistry, and you bring up a superhero that doesn't necessarily have to be one, because like we said, your team's not going to go under 500 the rest of the season. I don't believe so. So still, let's keep it going in the minors, but it's been nice to watch. So yeah, Omaha.
Future.
I thought he was going to say patience.
No. It's kind of like patience.
Yeah,
though.
A little bit. Future, it's a more exciting version, though.
Yeah. And once he comes up, though, then like that, like there's nothing else down there to get excited about. You know, that's the thing. Like, true. He's
Carter
the guy.
Carter Jensen's
right?
been great.
He's the guy right
he's
now
been great
that,
too.
That you want to look at and get excited about. Maybe Carter Jensen becomes trade bait, too, if you're looking to acquire a major league bat. Remember, in order to acquire a legitimate major league bat that's not hitting 197, you're going to have to part with some people, and that's okay. If you got somebody that's playing well in the minors right now, trade their ass. It's true. It's what the teams do that win. You trade these minor leaguers, hype them up, get veterans that can prove that have been proven at the big league level. You never hear from these minor leaguers again. In all of those trades that the Royals made in 14 and 15, there's one guy that you'd like, Sean Manaea, we wanted him for a hot minute back on the team. Everybody else is selling insurance right now and probably have a nice book of business built up because they haven't played Major League Baseball or professional baseball in quite some time.
One word on James Harden.
Overrated? I don't even know if that's the right term. Stinky? Not clutch? Zero?
Stinky.
Cooler?
Cooler. Okay.
What team is he made better?
Philadelphia.
I'd say Houston.
Houston was great.
He was great.
Just nothing.
But again, when it mattered,
I mean, classic. I mean, this is
classic.
I mean, par for the course for
normal.
James Harden. Yeah, as I say, this is just
expected,
another day, another year of James Harden. Like, it's like just he's ready to go to Magic City and get the wings.
Yeah, he really is. Like, he's checked out. Yeah. He's going to Galveston, man.
I feel like an idiot for convincing myself he would do differently this year.
And then you got Russell Westbrook, who's getting the tee.
I mean,
and then
he's killing it.
And then that just. Typical Russ.
Why did you buy into this guy when you know what the body of work is?
Ooh, Harden?
I've always liked watching Harden. Kawhi was there. They were playing so well these last 2 months. I bought into both of them. Two guys who haven't done it in years.
I used to do in the kitchen through passing at Jack Stack. When somebody would come in with a handful of dishes, I'd do the James Harden, like the dribble to see where they'd go. And they'd be like, dude, stop.
Between the legs.
Oh, I'd just sit there and I'd be like, you ready? And they'd be like, okay.
That is his move.
It is. No, I mean, but it's.
Oh, I used to love
that. It's a great move.
What does it lead to? Disappointment and tears for your fans.
Wide open shots.
All right, real quick, one word, Warriors Wolves.
Yawn.
I mean, dude.
Are you going with your word?
Sweep.
Okay, there it is. He's calling a shot.
And then I will say, though, it's cool because you will have the new face of the league going against the current kind of face of the league.
He'll never be the face because of LeBron. You know, people argue that to they die.
Yeah.
But then again, as we've been talking about for weeks, go to any kids' basketball event and everybody's wearing Steph Curry.
No. Yeah.
Every kid is wearing Steph stuff. Every kid wants to shoot the three. Every kid wants to be Steph Curry. But yet LeBron is the face.
I'm just really interested if Steph were to magically win a title this year, what we would have a conversation about.
We'd have a hard conversation about a lot of things in sports.
Insane
conversation about things in sports, man.
That's
36 years old.
What would that be? His fifth title, too?
Five. All one team.
All with one team.
Yep,
all being the catalyst of that team.
And
players
these last
come
two
and go
were like
and
with other players.
Changed the game.
Yeah.
Made a standard of the NBA. One more than LeBron.
Yeah.
One
short of Jordan.
Yeah, ties Kobe.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph winning is like what we would love to talk about. You would hate it, but like, because you'd be like, who'd he beat?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Probably, he'd beat the Celtics.
Yeah, but it again, does. Like, if he does sad. That, it changes a lot of the thinking of the way we view sports now. I mean, he's in that Tom Brady category. He's in the Michael Jordan category. He becomes one of the greatest athletes that we've ever seen play.
100%.
Could you put him above LeBron? If he won that title,
there's more titles than LeBron.
I wouldn't, I would hear you.
I
more.
Mean, that would be the number one argument on ESPN the next
course.
Day.
Yes, Curry, LeBron.
Has Steph passed LeBron as the face and the most important player?
Because right now it's like NBA. Curry and Magic. He'd pass as the best. He'd be the best point guard ever. So, one word.
Is
Nuggets
he better
thunder.
Than Magic? Though, I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. He shoots better than Magic. Yeah, of course, everybody. He shoots better than everybody. But
that's what I hate about comparing athletes. Yeah, because exactly. It's just like I don't know.
It's eras,
like,
man.
LeBron or Jordan? It's like, well, LeBron's 6'6 and like 270. Jordan was 6'7. Jordan was like 6'6 and like 200. Like, I think
they're both awesome and love watching them, you know what I mean? And
but
just
like,
enjoy it.
Body type, they're just
but
different.
That's not a substantial answer in today's day and age of sports.
Not.
You've got to scream at the top of your lungs and tell everybody why you believe this and never let go, even if you have evidence to change otherwise.
What's your last one word?
One word on, let's do Celtics Knicks to end it. One
awesome.
Word.
Yeah, exciting. Great. I'm excited for this because it's like it's all fun for the show. Team Knicks,
it is.
Team Boston, Team Chaos. And we're all here together for it.
Let's
so
do it.
We can make it relatable for everyone.
But
so.
Again, it's not it, for all those I hate the NBA folks out there. It's not about the NBA. It is about the theater and drama. If you're going to sit down and watch a drama on Netflix tonight, make sure it's the Knicks and Celtics because that will be better than any episode of Downton Abbey that you're going to watch.